This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado's legislature is officially back in session. In his opening speech, the Senate's new president, Democrat James Coleman of Denver, urged his colleagues to be present with one another and with their constituents.
We can choose to make our work approachable. Each of us can invite and welcome Coloradans into this unique, imperfect, sometimes dull, but never boring, democratic process.
Coleman also highlighted a number of bills that are likely to be controversial. Those include an effort to make it easier for workers to unionize and a proposal to ban the sale of certain types of guns. A backcountry skier is dead after an avalanche in the northern San Juan Mountains. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says it happened yesterday on Red Mountain No. 3. The area east of Red Mountain Pass is known locally as Bollywood. The avalanche occurred above 11,000 feet. Forecasters are visiting that site today, but officials have yet to publicly identify the victim. The Regional Transportation District elected Julian Bouquet of Parker as its new chair last night. He says RTD is at a turning point.
We have a lot of work to do, but I'm very optimistic about the future of this agency.
RTD has struggled to restore services cut during the pandemic, leaving ridership stagnant. State legislators plan to introduce an RTD reform bill in the session that began today. They want the district to focus on increasing riders. The National Western Stock Show returns tomorrow with cowboys, rodeos, and all things Wild West. A massive parade kicks it all off at noon between 17th and 18th Streets. You're listening to CPR News.